May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to today's Health Update. Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Really appreciate everybody that chooses to listen to this radio show. Had the honor of going to Lawrenceburg, Tennessee a couple of weeks ago and met with some wonderful people there, and I want to say a shout out to all of them. Thank y'all for coming to the gathering. And we talked about natural health and what it means to maintain good health throughout your whole life. And, you know, it's important to understand, I guess, what bad health is. Somebody asked one time, what would you call bad health? Because I don't look at it exactly the way most people do. Bad health, more than anything else, is a system in your body is breaking down or going out of balance. You know, God designed the body to be balanced. Everything works together, from the respiratory system to the digestive system to, you know, the endocrine system, right on through to even your immune system. And when they're all fine-tuned and working the way God designed them to, and they're balanced, you got good health. But let them get out of balance. Like, for instance, your blood pressure. Let's say you get inflammation around the cardiovascular system. And what I mean by that, more specifically, is around the vascular system. Talking about veins, arteries, and capillaries. Sometimes that lining around all the veins, arteries, and capillaries get inflamed. And when they get inflamed, your blood pressure will go up. The best way to explain that is, you know, you take one of them long, thin balloons that you see at the circus or the fairs where the guy will blow them up and then make a dog out of it or something like that. And then you pay him for the balloon, and the kids love it, you know. But let's say you blow one of them balloons up and you tie a knot in the end of it so the air can't get out, and you measure it, and the pressure on the inside of that balloon, let's say, is 3 pounds. I don't know what it is, but let's say it's 3 pounds. Could be 10 pounds. Well, take that same balloon and put it in a 5-gallon bucket of water, the one that's got the air in it, it's tied, and push it down. The deeper you push it down in that water, the more the pressure closes in, the higher the pressure goes inside that membrane, that balloon, that plastic, that rubber that's holding the air in there. So, you know, that's the reason I wanted to tell you that is, you know, it's all about balance. When you're out of balance, your blood pressure may go up. And, of course, I've told you before, when you get out of balance, for instance, let's talk about your pH balance. pH, you know, is percent hydrogen. That tells you if you're alkaline or acidic. Real easy to tell. You can come by Herbs and More or NHC Herb Shop and get you a pack of the pH strips, they're called. And you just salivate into a spoon first thing in the morning before you brush your teeth, before you drink any water or anything, and get enough in there that you can dip the end of the strip in there and stir it around for 20 seconds, and then it'll turn a color, and you just match the color, and it'll tell you what your pH is. But the healing pH, as Bert Golden always says, is between 7.1 and 7.3 or 7.5, right in there. You know, type 2 diabetes tends to go away. Cancer can't thrive in an alkaline body. Bert was telling me also that he had never seen anybody with any kind of heart disease. That's anything from having blockages to tachycardia to high blood pressure to bad cholesterol levels, we call it. He says every one of them go back into normal ranges. In other words, you become balanced once you do what? Once you balance your pH. So I'm always encouraging people to spend $11, get you a pack of these strips. That's all they cost. And that'll last you for several months because you only test it once a week. I suggest you test your pH one day a week, same day each week. For instance, if you do it on Sunday every week and write it down, whatever color it is. There's a number that'll associate with it, like 7 is green, 7.1 is a darker green, 7.2 is an even darker green, and you want to get it between that 7.1 and 7.3. And once you're there, you watch, disease will pretty much leave your body. Now, that don't mean you won't get an infection every now and then. You know, we get exposed to bacteria, germs, viruses, and parasites and things like that. And even though even parasites can't live as easily in an alkaline body, they can still cause you to have colds and flus and sinus problems and things like that. But more specifically today, I want to talk to you about balancing your blood sugar first. You know, our society has been sold a bill of goods. And what I mean by that is we've been told to stop eating foods that are actually healthy for us and to start eating fake foods that the food manufacturers are now turning out in large, large quantities. And they're bragging, saying we can now feed the whole world. Yeah, but what are you feeding them? Will it kill hunger? Yes, it'll stop hunger. Is it supporting the health of the human body? No, not in many, many cases it's not. Will it sustain health for long, long, long periods of time? I'm talking 20, 30, 40, 50 years. No, it will not. Why do you think disease is more prevalent now than it's ever been in the history of the United States of America? And you might say, well, that's not true. It is true. We Americans now take more medications, more prescribed drugs. I'm talking about drugs prescribed by medical doctors than any other nation on earth. Yet they'll tell you that we're the healthiest nation in the world. They're lying to you. But basically everything comes out of the mouth's a lie. I hate to say it that way, but it is. Pharmaceutical industry is crooked. It's evil. It's corrupt. It's immoral. And all they want to do is make money. And I understand the money part of it in this way. They are owned by stockholders. They get people to invest their money in their organizations. Let's say you're a Pfizer. You're a pharmaceutical company, and you got thousands and thousands of people that invest their hard-earned dollars into your company and buy stock. As you sell more and more of your particular prescriptions that you've got to patent on, the value of their shares that they bought go up. So their portfolio looks better. Their retirement looks better. They have more money they can play with. They're earning more money off the money they invest. Well, what does that make the pharmaceutical company want to do? Does it make them want to solve a problem with one drug that wipes everything out? Or does it make them want to never solve another problem but treat the symptoms of disease, which requires you to take medication for the rest of your life? I mean, that's the quandary we're in. Is capitalism a good thing? Absolutely it is. When it is, when you have good moral people running the show. But we don't have good moral people running the show in the corporate levels. A lot of cases we don't. And in the political levels, almost never do we have good moral people running the show. And that's our own fault for electing them to one degree or another. It's not even always our fault for electing them, because what choice did you have? You know, a lot of times for president, for instance, there's a group of really rich, powerful people that decides who's going to run. Oh, they do. I mean, either the Democrats pick somebody or the Republicans pick somebody. And then if you aren't, if you don't push their narrative, what they want to accomplish through government, they'll just make sure you don't ever get to run. That's how it works. So capitalism is a good thing. But in order for capitalism to work, like Andrew Jackson said, he said, if you take the moral values, the biblical values, Adam said the same thing. He says, if you take the morals taught in the Bible out of a society, a representative republic will not work. Why? Well, now I understand completely what they meant by that. It won't work because if you've got a crook running the show, the show's going to be crooked. I don't know of a better way to say it. So we got to be more careful who we elect. We got to pay attention to who we're going to vote for. We got to find out what their issues are. And if their issues are totally against your belief system, they're totally against your moral values, don't vote for them. And you may go, well, what if both of them are against it? Well, try to run somebody new. I mean, you might, if you're a good moral person and you know the Bible and understand human beings, there's nothing wrong with you running. Come on, folks, we got to step up to the plate sometimes. And it may come a day when I even step up to the plate. I ain't reached that level yet, but I might. I do want to say this, though. When it comes to your health, it's your responsibility. It's not anybody else's. You've heard me say that before. So I'm going to ask you today to take control of your health. Let's talk about diabetes. I mean, type 2 diabetes is epidemic in America. Not only are our adults over 50, I mean, in huge numbers becoming type 2 diabetic, it's even happening to those younger than that, all the way down to, we got children age 9, 11, 12, 14 becoming type 2 diabetic now. Not type 1. Type 1s you don't really have a control over. You can get an autoimmune disorder that messes up the beta islet cells in your pancreas, and you're going to be type 1 diabetic. In other words, if you kill all them beta islet cells that produce insulin and you stop producing insulin, now you're insulin dependent. You got to have it to survive, or your blood sugar will go high and you'll stroke out. Not exactly the right words, but you'll die. So what we want to do is let's focus on type 2 diabetes for a few minutes here. The reason I want to focus on it is 95 to 98% of all diabetes in America is type 2. Think about that. 95 to 98% of all diabetes in America is type 2. Why do I want to focus on type 2 diabetes? Because it is 100% preventable. You heard me right. It is 100% preventable. If you eat the right foods, get the right amount of exercise, keep your body weight at the right level, you will not become type 2 diabetic, because type 2 diabetic is insulin resistance, or you know, it's your body is just not able to either manufacture enough insulin, although that's rarely it. Most cases, you'll hear a doctor say, well, you're insulin resistant. You know what that means? That means your pancreas is still producing enough insulin, okay? You're still producing enough insulin, but it can't get into the parking space, let's call it. I like Jan Marie's description of it. She says, imagine a parking lot, and it's got different size parking spaces for different size automobiles. A big, long truck needs a certain size parking space. A little bitty, Volkswagen needs a smaller parking space to park. So you got all these different sizes for different size vehicles, and you got to find one that you'll fit in. Well, that's what insulin does. You see, you got all kinds of receptors in your body. Call them parking spaces. There are all kinds of receptors on all the cells. By vitamin D, there's vitamin D receptors on every cell in the human body. Insulin's a lot like that. You got all these parking spaces, all these receptors, but guess what? Insulin won't fit a vitamin D receptor site. Insulin won't fit a progesterone or an estrogen or a testosterone receptor site. It will only fit a particular receptor. God made it that way. It's like a key. You know, you can get a key inside the hole to unlock a door, but if it's not shaped right, the edge of the key is not shaped right, it won't turn it. That's the way your body works. You got these receptors. Your body needs insulin to bring your blood sugar down when it gets too high. And boy, does it ever get too high in America, because we can eat all the sweets we want. We can drink soft drinks. We can eat potatoes, breads, pasta, and rice, which all turns to what? Sugar in your body, which requires the body to what? To produce enough insulin to fit enough receptor sites to bring that blood sugar down so you'll stay balanced, which is where we started this show. But when it can't be balanced because the receptor sites are clogged, because all the parking spaces are full, guess what? Now you are type 2 diabetic. So how does your receptors get full? What happens? What causes that? Well, remember, there are industrial hormones out there now. There are chemicals now in our food supply, preservatives and things like that, that fit the same receptor sites that insulin does. The difference is they'll clog the hole up, but they can't turn the key. They cannot lower your blood sugar. Well, guess what? Let's say you're producing plenty of insulin, which is type 2 diabetic or insulin resistance. You're producing plenty of insulin, but all the receptors are clogged up. You got to clean the receptor sites out so that the insulin can fit in there when you got a bunch of stuff going in your body that'll fit those receptor sites but won't turn the key. That's what I'm trying to say. When you get insulin in a insulin receptor, it will lower blood sugar. All right. So when you can't get it in there, your blood sugar stays too high, and before you know it, you're starting to get type 2 diabetic issues going on. So we strive at Nutritional Healthcare, the parent company. We've been around 22 years now, and we strive to manufacture supplements that help the body stay balanced, like pH balanced, that helps the body to clean receptor sites, that helps the body to naturally lower blood sugar for type 2 diabetics. And we put a formula together called Sugar Shocker. You might want to write that down if you're type 2 diabetic, or even type 1. Type 1 diabetes diabetics should take Sugar Shocker. Now, it's not going to fix the problem, but it will help you to use less insulin possibly, so therefore you'll live longer and have fewer disorders like vision problems, circulatory problems, or neuropathy, and you're less likely to have kidney damage. You're not going to get kidney damage from Sugar Shocker. Too much insulin in the body, because you're having to shoot a lot of insulin so that you can hit receptors to lower your blood sugar, and that's what type 2 diabetics do. The doctor puts them on insulin shots if they get bad enough, and all they're doing is they're flooding your entire bloodstream full of insulin so that whatever receptor sites are not clogged up, the insulin can find it and get in there and lower your blood sugar. That's all they're doing. That's treating a symptom, ain't solving a problem. Why are your receptors clogged? Why are you insulin resistant? Well, part of it's because we eat wrong. Like I say, if you eat one slice of bread, that's the same as 3 teaspoons of sugar in your body. That's what your body produces, alpha amylase, which is an enzyme to turn that carbohydrate, that starch carbohydrates, what they're called, to turn that into sugar. So your body can use it for what? For energy. What's sugar for in a human body? It's for energy. And boy, does the brain love it. I'm going to prove it to you. You ever get a really good candy bar you like, and can you eat it really slow? Oh, no, you're probably like most other people. Boy, you're shoving it in your mouth one bite after another. You love that sweet so much, your brain wants as much as gobble it up, because it's energy. That's what the brain does. So here's my point. What we want to do is we want to help the body utilize the insulin that it is making. We want to help the body get rid of the things that's in there, the industrial hormones that's clogging up those receptor sites, so that the real insulin can get in there and turn the key to lower your blood sugar. I hope that's clear. So Sugar Shocker, great product, been around for years. We developed this product a lot of years ago, and it has become one of our best sellers amongst type 2 diabetics and even type 1 diabetics because it's loaded. It's like a multivitamin mineral for diabetics. That's what it's for. But it's also got more than just vitamins and minerals in it. There are vitamins and minerals you need as a diabetic. Vitamin A's in there, D3's in there, E's in there, B1, B2, niacin, B6, B12, biotin. We've got PABA in here. We've got fulvic acid in here, even some vitamin C. We got citrus bioflavonoids, which are good types of sugar that don't jack insulin up. Or jack blood sugar up. It's got magnesium in it. It's got potassium in it, zinc, copper, manganese, boron. Now, I'm getting to these because I'm getting down here to boron and chromium and selenium and silicon and iodine and molybdenum and vanadium, for instance. For years, people have known that chromium and vanadium will help lower blood sugar in type 2 diabetics. That's why it's in here. You see, we do our research. We try to make the best products that you could possibly take for whatever your body needs to become balanced again. And if you're type 2 diabetic, you are out of balance. We got to clean the receptor sites up so you can become balanced. But we've also got to support the health of what? Your circulatory system so you don't get neuropathy. That's in here. We've also got to support the health of your vision. Why? Because what's one of the symptoms of diabetes? Poor vision, and eventually you even could go blind. And what's another one? Kidney failure, dialysis. So we've got the nutrients in here that supports all aspects of the human body for someone with diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2. But I'm mainly focused on type 2. Why? Because it's 95 to 98% of all diabetes in America is type 2. We got DMAE in here. We got inositol in it. But then if you flip over, you're going to see a proprietary blend of some really wonderful things that, again, like banaba leaf, there's all kinds of things in here. Panax ginseng powder, ginkgo biloba, DHA, EPA, which of course your essential fatty acids. We've got the bilberry concentrates in here. It just goes on and on. Some really wonderful superfoods like barley grass, curcuma longalis. We've got the, we've also got the blue-green algae in here. If you ever want to do some fun research, look up blue-green algae. Well, that's an algae that's really incredible. I mean, from algae, you can make astaxanthin, for instance. So these algaes that God put on this earth serve a purpose. We're supposed to get a certain amount of them in our diet, but we don't. It's got vimpocetin in it. It's got the carnosol in it, the MPS, which is a mucopolysaccharide from aloe vera. What a great, great molecule for type 2 diabetes because it's an immune adaptogen. It will, if your immune system is weak, it'll pull it back up into more normal operations. If your immune system's overreacting like an autoimmune disorder, which could be happening for a type 2 diabetic, it can slow that progress of that autoimmune disorder down and give your body a chance to overcome it, hopefully, and then you'll be balanced again. But it's got geranium in it, which is a great alkalizer in the human body. We got to keep you alkaline. It's got lemon oil in it. Amino acids, what are those? Those are the building blocks of protein. So you eat meat protein, which is good for type 2 diabetic. You want that protein to be converted into muscle in your own body, and that's what that's for. Amino acids. You could talk about, like I said, the essential fatty acids like fish oil, borage oil, those kinds of oils are all excellent for type 2 diabetes. So for an overall supplement to help with type 2 diabetes, consider Sugar Shocker. Take it the way it tells you on the label until your blood sugar starts getting into a more balanced range. And then you can start cutting back to find the dose that works best for you. But start with the dose recommended on the bottle. Now, you take that alongside of MSM plus C, which if you were listening to last week's radio shows, I talked a lot about it. That's such an important product because it helps you absorb all the nutrients that's in Sugar Shocker. It also has been shown to help decrease inflammation. And trust me, if you're a diabetic, you got a lot of inflammation going on in the body and you want to fight it as much as you can. So if you do the MSM plus C and the Sugar Shocker is what we call the healthy sugar combo, you're going to be blown away in a few weeks how much better you feel, how much less medication you're having to take. In many cases, some people, after they get control of their diet and get more exercise, find that they can come off their type 2 diabetic medications altogether. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful? For those of you that's been fighting type 2 diabetes for a long time, insulin resistance, it could be a game changer for you. And I'd like for you to find out what it means to be a game changer, to become independent of the medical profession and not dependent on the medical profession. There's one other thing I'm going to remind you of. It's more expensive, but it is Velasta. I'm telling you, Sam Shepard hit a home run, and I've told you that before, when he took the astaxanthin and he merged it or married it or fused it with the glucose, the sugars. It's not the kind of sugar that messes with your blood sugar, but it's the kind of sugar that will make every cell in your body take up the astaxanthin. And when you get that enough astaxanthin in your body at a cellular level, out of the first 108 type 2 diabetics that he put on Velasta, let me tell you something, 108 out of 108 in 30 to 40 days, according to his double-blind controlled placebo studies, were no longer having to use medications to balance their blood sugar. You don't have to do Velasta and Sugar Shocker and MSM plus C. You can do it as a standalone. It's going to cost a little more, but I'm going to tell you something. To become non-diabetic, it's worth every penny of it. You know how I know that? Because I've had the ones that it's happened to tell me, oh, yeah, it's worth it. And remember, it's kind of expensive, but most bottles last most people to begin with about 40 days, and that's taken two with breakfast and two with your dinners, what most people take. But after you've been on it a while and your blood sugar's balanced, a lot of people could cut back to one in the morning and one in the evening, or one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. Either way, it goes from lasting 40 days to either 60 days or over up to 80 days a bottle, which of course means you're paying less per month for your product because it's lasting longer. So anyway, I want to give you hope. If you're type 2 diabetic, if you're out of balance, there's things you can do. And we'll be glad to help you do that. Just contact us at NH Herb Shop in Killen, Herbs and More in Athens, or call the number that's given at the start and end of the show, or go to our website. And I tell you what, we'll do everything in our power to help you get a better balance in your body so that you can live longer. I also encourage you to listen to Monday Schools. Every Monday, I dedicate the show to the Word of God. And if you want to better understand the Word of God, get the true message that the Hebrew language was trying to get across to us, I'll help you with that. And remember, Freedom Fridays, if we want to maintain our freedoms in America, we're going to have to do our part. I mean, our Constitution, our system was set up by the people, for the people, not by the government and for the government. So, you know, if it's for the people, then we need to be doing things that's going to help the people to maintain their freedoms. Stop letting them take away our freedoms, folks. Fight back. Learn the truth. The truth will set you free. Thank you for listening to today's Health Update. I hope you spread the word around for other people to listen. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256 256- 757-0660.